Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is my favorite time of day. It's when Isla joins us. Good morning, little one.
Good morning.
How Hi, is everything Isla. Going at your house?
Good.
Yeah, everything's fine. Mom's keeping you well fed and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Did you know she made bagels for me? She made amazing bagels. They were really,
really
good. With peanut butter.
Peanut butter bagels. Oh, boy.
My sister's asking me to do something, but I don't know what she's asking.
Just
me to
yeah,
do.
Well, she can't talk. I mean, you won't know for a while. She'll be later, she'll explain.
She can say, help me, Mama, Isla, and Dada.
Oh, she says, help me, Mama. That's got to be. That's great. How's your dad doing? How's he holding up having to take care of the baby all day?
I think he has fun with that.
Oh, he does. Oh, good. He doesn't complain about it at dinner? Like,
no.
Boy, what a tough day.
No.
Yeah, he loves you guys. I mean, do you go for bike rides and everything every day with him? And
Not every day because usually I have to do schoolwork, but maybe today.
No. Oh.
You really enjoy the school that you're doing from home, huh?
Yeah. I enjoy my meetings with my class.
Oh, the meet, right.
Most.
Do you guys do it on Zoom?
Yeah.
Do you know if that's, yeah. So
it's fun.
Do you select a special background? Does everyone have like a custom background or you just use the room you're in?
No, we just use the room we're in.
Yeah. And the teacher's keeping control? It's not hard? She doesn't have to yell or anything?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I hate when grown-ups yell. God, ugh, it's awful.
Did you know that when I was at my school yesterday, mm-hmm. I had a special visitor, and her name is Miss Sheila. She reads good books to us.
Oh, what book did she read you guys yesterday?
Well, she read us Buzzy the Bee.
Oh, I
Buzzy
love bees.
Buzzy the Bumblebee.
Yeah, bees are so important. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they make honey.
They well, sure, and they do all the pollinating. If we didn't have any bees, then, you know, what would we do?
Yeah.
So, hey, I wanted to ask you, I have a hard-hitting question here about, like, I mean, it seems like Blair's on the outs. It's all about Joss now, huh?
No, I made two beds for them. They sleep together.
Oh, okay. So Blair's still in. She's just not the one that you drag around with you.
Yeah.
So would you like to say secretly you like Joss better, though? Is that...
Kinda.
Yeah.
What is my mom doing?
Well, it seems like she's making bunny ears behind you, maybe putting an egg on your head.
We're Instagram Live. Some of the people are asking, how's that tooth going?
Oh, yeah.
It's going good. I can almost pull it out.
Oh, it's still in, though. So 6 weeks into quarantine, you still got that janky tooth, huh? Bet you're excited to get that out of your head.
I'm excited to get my grown-up teeth in front.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Not have those little baby teeth. Hanging out the front of your mouth.
Yeah.
Are you? What do you think you're going to get for that? After all this time, you might get $5 for that tooth.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. You'd be money bags over there.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, any songs?
Any songs to sing?
Oh, yeah. Look at us. We're on the... Oh, no songs.
No.
All right. Well, let's get to the news. Isla, great appearance. Okay. Really nice job.
And here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at fremontbank.com.
Holy cow, what a read! That was amazing.
Amazing.
you.
Good job, Isla. See you soon. Bye, Hulk baby. Bye, Christina.
Bye, Christina.
Oh, the whole family. So freaking adorable.
Thank you so much. Shut the doors behind you,
please. Seems like so much work. My God.
Oh, my Lord.
You
good
know,
job,
if you let
Vin.
It go, Vin, she'll take up the whole break, I'm sure.
Oh, I love it. I'm into it.
You know, we talked about this once before. I don't know if I'm supposed to give her the cane or if I'm waiting on you to do it. You said
when we're sick of it, we'll stop.
Okay.
But she is delightful. Sometimes I'll ask her something, she just smiles at me in the camera and just nothing. I'm right. Like, all right, well, next question.
Well,
freaking kid is cute.
Anyway, thanks for your patience, everyone. That's a 6-year-old broadcasting.
It's great.
Right.
She's so precocious. I really think that kid's got big things coming her way.
I hope so.
Yeah,
we're dealing with some, you know, every kid's got their things and we're dealing with some of them. Right now we get these, every now and then we get a snappy answer back.
Uh-oh.
Where you're like, what did you just say to me?
I'm just asserting myself in the world, Dad.
It's
I didn't like the tone of that question.
Too rude.
Hey, what about these bagels that Mom made?
They're specifically for her diet.
Yeah.
And you would
are they gluten free or are they?
They think they're everything free. They are.
They're air
you
bagels.
Wouldn't want one. Not
so
in a million
she
years.
Said she loved it. They were delicious. She got to have peanut butter. She got to have peanut butter on there.
Look, I just got done saying that she's got some 6-year-old behaviors that suck, but one of them that is, the other night, this was last night, before we went on our check to go watch the sunset, that kid was eating kale chips with avocado on them.
That sounds delicious.
No, it does not.
Yes, I love kale chips
and
avocado.
I'm looking at my 6-year-old eating kale chips with avocado on them, and then the baby starts eating it. Following, and I'm like, what family are they pulling off veggies like this?
Yeah, well, you know, kids got to eat. A lot of times, the younger one doesn't know any better, so they see the older one doing it, and they're like, oh, I'm going to eat that too. Eating. I like that.
Yeah, you know, my only experience is being an older brother. I'm watching my younger brother, who is built, Jan was built on bologna. That's all that kid ate every day. Like, I mean, we're talking about 3 meals a day was bologna with a squirt of mustard on the plate.
Well, he turned out great, so.
He did. He's a nice person. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, good looking.
Turn out. Right.
Jan.
Anyway, today is Earth Day, everyone. It's April 22nd. It's Wednesday. Welcome to it.
Earth Day!
I know most of us are trapped indoors, so I doubt they'll be doing the usual beach cleanups or any of the things that are often organized around Earth Day. But you
turns
know,
out we don't need to do them. I mean, the Earth is like, yeah, stay inside. I'll be just fine without you.
There's no
In fact,
doubt.
Way
the
better
Earth
off.
Making a beautiful comeback as the air is cleaner, the waterways are cleaner, and
I think we should take a month off every 6 months or so. That'd be fun.
Well, as long as we're capable of working from home, maybe we'll see more. I said this very early on. You might see a lot of companies flip to this type of a workforce because for them, they could pay a lot less rent on the building they're keeping.
A lot less rent, a lot less electricity, a lot less insurance probably, pay for a lot less parking. I mean, I think that this is going to, we're ushering in a whole new era.
Meanwhile, as companies all over are trying to figure out how to make things work, Salesforce just bought a giant $145 million building right next to the tower in San Francisco.
Really?
It made the news yesterday and I went, wow.
So they need more space.
I guess they need more space, even though they got that. I don't think they take up the whole tower, though, do they?
Oh, maybe they rent out parts of it. So they built it and they rent it out?
Huh. I guess. I don't know.
Well, landlord business, it can be lucrative.
Sure. If you've got the constitution to deal with that type of
thing. Well, probably it's probably a lot easier to evict someone who's renting an office from you than it is to evict someone who's living someplace.
Right. You're probably right. But anyway, business is good at Salesforce. Yay!
That's good. We need things to stay healthy.
So I didn't even realize it until after it had happened, but the Boston Marathon was supposed to be run this week, and it was canceled.
It's
I hadn't even thought about the running business in general, which there are marathons and 5 and 10Ks all over the world daily.
Yep.
That I guess will not be happening this year.
Yeah, there's a lot not happening this year. And hopefully it all resumes next year. But my feeling is that there's going to be a long time before we get comfortable enough to do some of this stuff.
Right. Germany has canceled Oktoberfest for the first time since World War II.
But that's not till October.
They just say that with no vaccine in sight, there is no possible way we can let people gather. You cannot come to Oktoberfest, have 20 beers, and expect to keep your mask on, too.
Now's the time at Oktoberfest when we dance.
Scripps National Spelling Bee has also been canceled for the first time since World War II. So marathons canceled, Oktoberfest canceled, the National Spelling Bee, bye-bye.
That's true.
One of the things that has flourished, besides our family units, as we're all trapped inside with each other.
And Zoom.
Zoom.
It's freaking Zoom.
Did you get to watch that pink Zoom video?
I did. It's very cute.
Is that something people want to watch? I didn't even watch the whole thing. Is that neat?
I thought it was really neat. I didn't get through the whole thing either because you sent it to me during a break and I watched a little of it. It's just nice. You know what's funny? She wrote, I'm crying crocodile tears right now. Crocodile tears are fake tears.
Right. She doesn't know.
I guess. I think she thinks they're big tears.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're.
That's when you're faking it, you're crying crocodile tears. That's what a kid does to get their way.
Dog experts around the country are saying, your dog loves you being home. They love you being around, and they're probably going to have a bad side effect to you going back to work.
Yep.
As they've gotten extremely attached to their people being around all day, every day. So get ready for that. The ACT UP. As soon as you say, I'm going back to work for 8 hours.
Doggy anxiety. Bye. Spells pee on your floor.
Yep.
Poor doggies.
Man,
I just don't know what's happening.
More and more about getting a pup.
Oh, don't do it. Will you please stop?
I know.
Well, you know what? Wait till you can leverage it. Wait till the little one is old enough to appreciate it and you can, like, you know, hey, for good behavior, you can get a puppy. You know, Santa, puppies, that all works.
I don't know. I do miss having a dog, but you're right. Right now is not normal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. You're having enough trouble. You don't need to manage a puppy and all this, too.
There's no adding to the pile. You're right. What am I, nuts?
See that video I put up yesterday on my Instagram?
Yeah. What is it called when I...
Share?
I try to share all the videos. You and Johnny have gotten really good at, like, pushing videos out to the people you know. Is that just because you tag people?
Yeah, if you tag someone in the video, then they can share it on their page. But it's sometimes you can share it people if they didn't tag you. I don't really know how all that works. But this, I follow this site called The Dodo, and it's all about like rescue dogs and, you know, oh my God, have you seen that armless cat?
I have seen the video of the
freaking
armless
cat has no arms. It got, you know, it's a little rescue kitten and they amputated its arms for they haven't really gone into that, but it's just a kitten and it does not care. It is going crazy. It's so happy. It doesn't even care that it doesn't have arms.
Well, it doesn't know.
It just, but it's like a little, it looks like a little mini velociraptor. It's the cutest. It's on my Instagram, Clarky Clark. It's called, like Jurassic Duck or something. It's so freaking cute. That kitten. I want that kitten. I would take that kitten.
Well, I hope it works out for that kitten. That kitten now is, what, 0.5 pound? But when it puts on some weight, it's going to have more trouble balancing
itself. It's going to have very muscular haunches, Vin. It's going to have to make it, because otherwise they're going to have to get it like a little wheelie table for the front of it. You ever see those dogs that don't have a rear end and they put them on like a little wheelie table and they...
Yes, that was one of the possibilities for my Willa as she was struggling, but she had bad front legs too. So I'm like, what are you going to put her in a hole? She's just going to be in a wagon.
Here's my wagon dog. There's a hole in the bottom for pee and poo.
Right.
You know.
It's just too much. Anyway, it looks like I'm out of time. I'll save the things that I had planned for this break for next time, but our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. If only I could get my husband's kids to eat veggies. I'm the only one who eats them here, and it bums my trip so hard. Yeah, I was trying to say, and I probably didn't even finish the thought, but my six-year-old, who's got some health struggles, has met them. Like, she's eating the stuff that she's being told to eat, and it's amazing, because I never ate fish, ever. Mm. Did you eat fish as a kid?
Yes.
Oh, I never ate fish. Was like, fish day was the day I found a way to be at somebody else's house for dinner. Oof.
Yeah.
Ugh. And vegetables? You know, kale?
The thing is, when you're hungry, you'll eat. Like, one of the tricks we used when my kids were little was I would make the vegetables be ready before the rest of the meal. So I'd call everyone to dinner, and the veggies would be on the table, and the kids were hungry, and they ate the veggies, and then you'd put whatever the main course, the meat or the pasta, or, you know, whatever the hell you were having. And it worked, and they like veggies.
Huh.
But you know, that's the thing. You can't snack your kids all day and expect them to eat the stuff that they think is gross. And you got to put it down first when they're hungry, and then you don't even tell them to eat it. They'll just eat it. Like, I'm hungry. I will sustain myself now.
I'm starving.
Give me some, you know, put some butter on that crap, too. I mean, butter makes everything taste good.
Butter is not an option.
Crap. Sarah, well, great. She's eating it.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing it. So I give her all, and I do say this to her quite often, which I'm just so proud that she's dealing with this like a grown-up would have to.
I mean, it's a lot for a six-year-old.
Screw that.
I want cotton candy.
And I'm surprised, I don't know if they're listening out in the other room, but I'm surprised we haven't caught her cheating. Yeah. There's stuff in the house she could sneak, and she's not doing it. So,
well, she doesn't want to be sick either. She's, right. You know, she's the one who went through it.
Sarah, great. This is a text from 408. Sarah, great questions to Isla and Vinny. She is precious and precocious. So well-spoken. Truly a highlight on the show. Glad she can eat more yummy stuff now. I love kale and avocado, too. LOL.
Yeah, that actually sounds delicious. Crunchy and creamy. Oh, my God. And salty? Yeah, I'll eat that.
All right.
We've been having a problem finding avocados.
Oh, add them to your Costco order.
Oh, really? Okay.
They'll send you a whole bag of them.
Nice. Are they nice and hard so they, you know, take a while to ripen?
Yeah, they have a while.
I don't want them all,
you know,
bruised up.
Put them in a bag and let them ripen up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.